Welcome.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
To Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. So for those of you that are watching me, I'm sitting here trying to adjust my tie into the camera, and it's worse than a mirror, okay? I'm just going to tell you, it's absolutely worse than a mirror. You know how a mirror, like, reverses everything on you? I kid you not. The camera, like, reverses and then double reverses. So forget it. It's just like, it's just going to be what it's going to be, because I can't get my head to wrap around how things are situated here. Anyway, that's not why you listen into the program this morning, by the way. I know that. Bottom of the hour, we've got David Horowitz is back on the trail. I'm so glad. I've been praying for David, praying with David. Had the opportunity to do that a couple of times, and I'm just so excited to see David is back out talking and speaking, and excited to get him on the program today. We're going to talk about race. I've got a story for you about my experience in Nigeria, of all places, and yeah, it's just kind of an interesting thing. So we'll talk about that coming up at the bottom of hour number two. Let me change those graphics. There we go. And let's see, top of the next hour, David Wormser is with us, Center for Security Policy. He will be talking with us. He's going to find out, what does he think about the meeting between Bennett and Putin? We'll get that. And then he's got a brand new article out that's out today. I believe it's going to be an American Thinker, talking about, the effects of the foreign policy of the Western elite. We're watching just the tip of the iceberg as to what that's going to look like. And David's got some deep thoughts with regards to that. We'll get that out for you top of the hour. Bottom of this hour, I know I sent out a lot of emails and everything. Bottom of this hour, and I'm praying that he is safe enough to still be able to do this. But he told me yesterday, yes, he confirmed. So I'm intending that he'll be here. Pastor Vitaly Dudukolov, who has been doing some updates on Facebook, will be with me live from the UK, probably from his basement, to be honest, and we'll see. They were expecting airstrikes in Kiev and a Russian offensive against Kiev. That was what the people on the ground were being told. And he is 28 miles to the southwest of Kiev. I charted it last night. Takes over an hour to get there because of the terrain, but 28 miles away. And then and I didn't realize this, but Moscow is only 62 miles from Kiev, or yeah, about 62 miles. It's crazy how close that is. I mean, it's just really kind of nuts when you think about it. Anyway, there you go. A little trivia for you. Okay, my first guest, as he is each and every Monday, and so excited to have him, as always, because we have these great conversations, and I want to get right to it. I want to welcome the president of Americans for Limited Government, Get Liberty, and founder of the Daily Torch. And if you're not paying attention to what's going on at the Daily Torch, well, you really need to be. Rick Manning is with me. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, thanks, dude, for having me. Always appreciate you being on.
Oh, it's my pleasure, sir. It's my pleasure. Man, I looked you up this morning, right? So I like to get, you know, fresh stuff. And so I looked you up this morning. Yeah, that's why you're getting all those beeps. So I looked you up this morning, man, and you're like everywhere. I mean, it's like, you know, this show is saying, hey, Rick was over here, and Rick was over there, and Rick was over here, and Rick was over there. And I'm like
Savo Fair. I'm everywhere.
You are. Nobody has to say, you know, where in the world is Rick Manning? No, he's right there. He's right.
Yeah, I'm
right
somewhere. Yeah. And through the amazing wonderment of radio, I'm many times I'm in the same place at the same time. All these different places at the same time. So it's
there you go. Radio. Yeah, no, it's good stuff.
It's incredible.
No doubt.
Usually when we start on Mondays, we talk a little bit about whatever happened on the weekend and any updates from India or the other pastoring things that you've been doing. Obviously, you're going to talk at that bottom of the hour about what's happening in Ukraine with the pastor you've been talking to there. But any other reports available?
Well, here's what I can tell you. We are graduating. So next weekend, my daughter's getting married. That's good stuff. And this is the daughter actually that was in the accident with me. So it's really cool. Really, really cool. And so the whole family's, you know, around and what have you. So that's a cool thing. And then, yesterday, I pre-recorded a message. It's a commencement speech message, and I'll put it up, but I don't want to put it up now. I want to put it up afterwards, and I'm going to wait. And then you'll see Pastor Samuel translating. So it shows him and I together, and then you hear his translation, which is kind of a neat experience. But we are graduating our Bible school next weekend on Saturday. And so, that should get an applause, right? So let me get this right.
Next weekend, you have a daughter getting married.
Mm-hmm.
So in some respect, she's graduating to adulthood.
Yeah.
And the Bible school is graduating a bunch of students who are going to make disciples.
Mm-hmm.
That is a heck of a good weekend. Next weekend's a big deal.
It is. It is. These are young men that are being sent out. Some young, some not so young, to help plant more churches and do apostolic work, prophetic work, evangelistic work, pastoral work, and teaching work. And they're going to fulfill the fivefold ministry that Paul writes about in Ephesians. And they're going to live it. They're going to do it right there in India. And I gave them, some real strong words of encouragement. And there, of course, will be pastors that will be there as well. And then we are planning in the next couple of weeks to have our pastors meeting. I have the finances set aside to be able to help with that. We still need funds. I guess I should say this very quickly. So Friday, I found out, I've been deplatformed on LinkedIn. So
that means you won't be able to get your next job? I mean,
no.
There it goes.
There it goes.
Yes.
Yeah,
so. I know you're done. LinkedIn. If LinkedIn says you're no good, you're no good. I mean, that's a. I will tell you, LinkedIn has one value. Okay, it has one value that I've found in the entire in its 15 years of existence.
Okay.
When I was leaving the Department of Labor, way back when we were booted out because Obama got elected. I went around and I got a whole bunch of people I worked with to all write, you know, recommendations, right? And so all these years later, I just put the LinkedIn profile up, and anybody who wants to, you know, you don't have to get 3 references. They can go read the references off of LinkedIn. And it's actually far better than for that purpose. It memorializes stuff, and you go back, you read it, and you say, oh, yeah, I remember that. So it's a, but that's about its only valid purpose. You can look up some people if you're marketing. You can look up some people's names and stuff. But by and large, it doesn't give you, when you pay them, they don't even give you much information. So so being deplatformed off of LinkedIn, I'm going to give you a hint. They're saving the time of having to post on LinkedIn because it doesn't really provide any value.
Well, it's connected to my WordPress. And that's another experience, by the way, folks, to be very careful of. So I go onto Facebook and I wanted to download because I was deplatformed on Vimeo last week. And so all of my 308 videos were gone. Now, they did send me a CSR sheet, and I have a guy in Maryland that helped to download those, but he's still looking to see whether or not we've got corrupted files or good files. So I'm sitting there, and I wanted to take my video that I did on Friday from Facebook, and I wanted to download it. Well, apparently now with the new Meta, whatever it is, you can't do that anymore. So I'm going through the processes, and it says you can share it. And I thought, oh, well, that'd be a good thing. I'll share it to my WordPress. I'll put it up on my website. It'll just automatically share it to my WordPress site. So I go through the process. I give permission and so on. About an hour later, I try to go to my website. I'm locked out. I'm like, what is this all about? They're like, your white page locked out. So I call GoDaddy, and we go through the process. And he says, oh, well, you just, for some reason, your traffic over there and use has just really exploded. So we're just going to go ahead. You know, you have credits with us. We're going to move you over to your own server, put you in business class, and it'll all work itself out. So I was like, okay, well, that's cool. About 2 hours later, maybe. No, actually, the next morning. I go to get on and I look, and now I go into my posts. Rick, I had 5,670 drafts and adding. I had posts from Facebook that went back to 2012 that they'd sent over. Now, when I clicked on one of them, they locked up. Literally, it locked up my computer, and I couldn't do anything. I had to restart my computer. So they were really kind of no value whatsoever. So I spent a part of this weekend actually I finally figured out how to stop it. So if you're given the option of sharing anything off your Facebook to anywhere, Lordy, don't do it. Please, you will regret it, okay? But I finally got it stopped, and then I spent a majority of the weekend getting through over 250 pages of bad drafts and putting them into the trash and deleting them. I'm down to about 83 pages left. So that was fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great time.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. In the overall scheme of things, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on that, right now, it's really kind of, we've got a lot of problems going on, and yeah. Facebook and these, and Vimeo and all these guys being, deciding that they're going to demonetize themselves over the long haul is a pain, but it's handleable. But the, I mean, some of the stuff that's happening in the world's just nuts. I mean, I couldn't, just personally, I could not believe that our Secretary of State went out publicly and said that we're encouraging Poland to give airplanes, aircraft, fighter craft to the Ukrainians, and we're going to replace them. If Putin needs an excuse to invade Poland, Tony Blinken just gave it to him.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are... It's unbelievable. Pastor Greg, it is... The problem is, I know you. These guys are smart. I know they're smart.
So they're doing it intentionally. They have to be.
Because, because they're too... When I first saw them do it, I looked and I said, what are you trying to have a war between NATO and Russia? Because if they were trying to have a war between NATO and Russia, they couldn't do more things to cause that to occur.
Well, and let's not forget that they're still trying to use, they were still trying some channels to use Russia to negotiate with Iran, signaling that they want Iran to become nuclear. And then in addition to that, they're still sending Xi messages so that Xi can deliver intel to Putin. I mean, folks, I got an irate call yesterday from someone who was like, they're trying to start World War III. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
Yes, I'm here. Wow, that entry came in fast. It was started at 21, and I was expecting that it would have a couple more seconds before it jumped. Rick and I were in a very good conversation. We probably could talk about this. I don't know. I don't know how much we could talk about on air, Rick. Can we talk about it on air?
Preface this in a simple way. I think a lot of people don't know, have a really hard time discerning what's true and what's false coming yes. out of the Ukraine-Russia war.
Yes.
And there's a couple of things we know are true. We know the Russian tanks are in Ukraine. We know Russia is bombing and hitting a number of population centers in Ukraine. We know that both sides have engaged in a certain amount of disinformation, and that a lot on Facebook in particular, a lot of the memes that we see that are very popular of little Ukrainian kids waving flags and stuff like that are actually years old and aren't pertinent to this, kind of out of context. But so people are having a hard time discerning what's true and what's false. We know Putin's an aggressor. We know Putin's a bad guy. We also know that Ukraine was involved in a lot of the bad stuff that happened here. A lot of the Russian disinformation stuff came out of Ukraine through the Clinton people. So there's a lot of mixed emotions. You were sharing with me some things you know about Ukraine in terms of the Christian revival, and I think that's very, very important. So tell us about that. Tell us what's happening in Ukraine, what's been happening in Ukraine that really is a difference maker in my mind.
Well, and let me share this. This was actually something that was shared that I read as I was, you know, praying for Ukraine and so forth last night. And I thought that it was important to share. Hang on just a second. Let me see if I can find it. Well, now I shared it, and now it's saying is it going to show me?
It's in your Facebook loop.
Oh yeah, well, and it looks like Facebook decided to not let that one go through, is what it looks like.
Excellent.
Yeah, it looks like they decided to block that particular. But it was written by a gentleman who has been doing ministry over in the Ukraine, and I've been talking to Vitaly now. I started talking to Pastor Vitaly back in 2014, when the Ukrainians deposed of Putin's puppet, Poroshenko, or whatever his name was. You may know the name.
Poroshenko's the guy who replaced him.
Okay, so
Poroshenko replaced him.
It was the guy before him. And right. And that was when actually David Barton was asked to go over there and help them to write their new constitution, because they wanted to embrace America's constitutional republic form of government. I don't know that they were able to accomplish all of that, but I know that that was what they were trying to do, and there were conversations about it. Vitaly was very excited about it. But one of the things that was happening was revival was taking place in the Ukraine. Major revival, and churches over there were growing and were flourishing, and it was really, really amazing talking to him, but then reading about this. And a lot of people, and you mentioned this, that, well, you know, but you know, Putin was friendly to the Christian churches and friendly to Christianity. Putin put on a facade, a disinformation facade, because in talking with Vitaly and those that are over there who also had ministry in Russia, KGB in the churches where they believed the pastors were not necessarily towing the company line or might say something out of bounds, KGB on every service would be sitting in the back, taking notes, staring down the pastor, and putting the message in place to say, you are going to say what we want you to say. And how do I validate that? First of all, I validate it, number one, because I was a Russian linguist and because I understand how Russia works and I understand the methodology of disinformation in the Cold War. But now I look at what's happening. I don't even have to look back 10 years, Rick. I can look at what's happening right now. And there is an iron curtain dropping in Russia right now. There are people, if you go out on the streets, they have now begun to break up these protests and they are arresting these people and throwing them in prison. It is now, they have just passed a decree, what they call a law, that if you are caught using the term war to describe what is happening between Russia and the Ukraine, you can receive up to 15 years in prison. 15 years. He is shutting everything down, clamping everything down, and the pressure on the churches to toe the line. They're doing exactly what I put out a post last night that I saw from someone over there, and it's a written from someone who experienced Hitler. And the parallels between Putin and what Hitler did are so eerie, it's very concerning. So we need to pray for our Christian friends and our Christian brothers. There is revival that was taking place in the Ukraine. There still is. There's tons of prayer, tons of worship, and we need to stand with them in that and realize that Putin is trying to shut that down. And we need to pray for the Russian people, the people of Russia. We need to pray. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
It's kind of like if Bob had a bruise on his arm, and then I walked by him and I happened to hit the bruise. Now he might say, Jenny, golly, that hurt.
Yeah, what do you think I'm thinking at that point? I'm going, I feel the pain and I'm going, ouch, you hurt me.
Dr. Bob Paul and his wife Jenny on Focus on the Family Minute, explaining how couples can unintentionally cause each other pain.
That's immediately what I thought, cause and effect, right? But what's the truth? Did she hurt me? No, she just bumped my bruise. The bruise, the wound was already there. She tapped it, and sure, there is a bit of a cause effect, but the magnitude of what I feel is greater because there was a pre-existing wound. And most of the buttons that you possess, you brought with you to the party.
Being honest about where you're hurting is the first step toward healing in your relationship. Hear more from Bob and Jenny at FamilyMinute.org.
This is Carter Conlon reading to you today from Psalm 40, verse 4. Blessed is that man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. There's all kinds of voices that rise up against the ways of God. The proud will put their own objectives and their own thoughts above the thoughts of God. However, David the king says, blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust. In other words, God can speak to you. God can lift us out of a place of hopelessness and bring you and I into a place of stability. Don't look for an easier way forward than the way of God. Or don't listen to comforting voices that are not based on biblical truth. David said, if we turn from these things, there's a blessing of God that comes into our lives. Trust in him. Trust in his word. The promise is that you will be blessed. It's time to pray.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm, it looks like everything is good. I apologize to my network. I had to disconnect for a minute so I could speak to my next guest offline briefly before we came online. And we are now here. We are live. And I have to tell you, I thank you, God. Thank you, God. I am so incredibly relieved to see my friend. I've been following him now for 12 days as soon as this all happened. But I wanted to get reconnected. It's just, we just hadn't been able to make that happen. But he and I shared a lot of powerful times. We prayed powerfully for the nation of Ukraine about 9 years ago, 8, 9 years ago. When you guys were, fully breaking away from Russia and Putin's puppet was removed, we had some very, I'm getting Holy Ghost chills right now, just thinking and talking about it. So it's good to see you, brother. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. Yes, good to be with you. Yes, and to be alive.
Amen. Amen. Well, so I don't want to take up the time talking. I want you to share with us. Talk to me about what is happening there. What are you hearing? I know last night when you and I talked a little bit or communicated that there was concerns about a Russian airstrike or major strike on Kiev and then a siege of the city, if you will. Bring us up to date on what's taking place in Ukraine.
Right now, what we see is happening that there is not much of a development happening right now in Ukraine like it was maybe a week ago when Russian troops were moving in to the territory of Ukraine. During this last week or last 12 days, let's say, there were strong attempts of Russian army to go in to the territory of Ukraine, and they have faced, just strong resistance from Ukrainian army. And it was unbelievable because even us Ukrainians, we were not sure how strong our Ukrainian army is and how can they stop such a war machine that is coming against us. And so then see how Russian army began troops were stopped, you know, and the convoys of machines and tanks and other military equipment was completely destroyed here, there, once again here. And so I guess that Russian troops have realized that they cannot overcome Ukrainian army in direct contact. Rather, they began to attack civil population and civil structures, like in Kharkiv or in Kiev or in Irpin, Bucha, and other cities. They just began to attack buildings. Just there are this rocket launchers, we call them Grad, which sends just a bunch of rockets, just shooting them.
Okay.
They are not guided rockets. They are just flying, and wherever they land, that's the place that they cover. And so, which means, you know, they are probably good against a bunch of troops sitting somewhere in the forest or in the field, where you cover large territory with just multiple explosions.
Okay.
But such machines, when they come against city, it is just devastating. All these explosions are landing on the buildings, in the yards, and causing huge destructions, just huge destructions. And Russian troops, officers, they know what this will bring. And they're still bringing those machines, and they're still covering cities with these rockets, which we consider to be senseless,
right?
Because they're not hurting any military targets. They are hurting mainly peaceful people. And so families, they're just fleeing out of those places where this weapon is being used.
You spoke last night, sorry to interrupt you, but you spoke last night and you told a story that I think my listeners need to hear, about a checkpoint in a village not far from you and about a priest that was murdered.
Yes. Yes, we begin to hear you know, these sad stories when, you know, when the Russian army is not getting, you know, is not advancing as they wanted to. So they begin to get angry, and they are trying to hurt anybody anywhere they possibly can. Yeah, there is a village not far from us, about 10 miles away. We used to ride to that village on the bicycles with some of our teenagers. And that village has an ostrich farm. So we went there to see this ostriches and just had fun. And just yesterday, I've heard a news from our Orthodox priest from our village. And it was a sad news that in that village, there was a priest from the church that was killed by Russians. And then later on, I've heard next news that a block post, like a checkpoint, was attacked, 4 people killed. And I just wondered, you know, how a checkpoint could be attacked and a priest could be killed. I went on Google Maps and I checked the village, and sure enough, that church.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I apologize. There's a video, and hopefully I'll get a chance. We'll show it in a second. But it speaks to what you're talking about, because it's a journalist that was actually reporting, and as they're reporting, they pull up on a checkpoint at a bridge, and the Russians open fire on the journalist, and the journalist and his cameraman were both shot.
Yes, unfortunately. So why these senseless kills? Today, this morning, we've got another sad news. The city, Gostomel, which had a lot of fight going around it, because it has an airstrip that was fought for, like, from the day one. And the mayor of that city was going with volunteers back and forth, bringing medicines and bread for the people here in that city. And this morning, he came out with his volunteers to do the job. And Russian troops, they just shot him and two of his helpers. Just senseless, you know, which means that soldiers are getting angry that they are not doing what they plan to do. They're being stopped. They cannot overcome Ukrainian army. So they just begin to do terrible things. And unfortunately, that's the reality of the war.
Yeah, well, and I'm going to take just a minute to show this quick video, and you'll be able to hear it. But, you know, there's a warning on it. But here we go.
Yes.
Let me see. Let me go. Okay.
Yeah, from artillery, from ground troops and tanks. The debris of this war litters every street. But the government has warned for days of Russian saboteurs who've infiltrated the country to bring terror. Death squads who are attacking civilians in their cars as they flee. They do exist, as we found out.
Oh, f***! That's a bullet.
That was a bullet. No, it wasn't a bullet.
It wasn't. Something blew up under it.
Something went bang. Oh, there's a big
hole. Okay.
Whoa!
So the continuation of that is they ended up having to go down into a gully, and as they were fleeing down into the gully, they were being shot, and the reporter Stuart Ramsey with Sky News was actually shot in the back as he was headed down into the gully. But I just wanted folks to understand the severity of what's happening over there, just to support again what you're talking about, Vitaly.
Yes. You know, hearing all of this, you know, it causes, I think, different emotions in my heart. You know, on one end, I feel like, wow, this is so bad. You know, anybody can be killed any moment. I can be killed, you know, if they will come to my village here where I live, and they're not far from here, just 10 miles away. You know, if they come to my village, what it will cause? I'm so happy that we sent ladies and children out from the church, from our church. We sent them out to the West, and they're all secure. They call us. My wife calls me, and she says that she loves me, you know, and we don't know if we'll see each other. We have pretty high chances that we'll see each other so far. But if they will come, I will probably, you know, take a weapon and I will go and defend our village from them coming here. Because, you know, either you stay afraid and you sit back home, or you just step over your fear and you start doing something. While in peace here, we're praying a lot. In this room where I'm sitting right now, we have here a guitar,
the praise and the worship. It's beautiful, folks. I wish that my radio audience could see this, but he's in a worship room. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to go out in about 10 seconds here. Stay tuned. There will be more with Pastor Vitaly live from the Ukraine. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy?
The prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Here's a Renewing Your Mind Minute with Dr. R.C. Sproul.
The church, ultimately, in which I am called to be a member, is what we call the invisible church, whose members include every person who has ever been a believer in Christ. Martin Luther's a member of my congregation. St. Augustine is a member of my church. And when we come and worship together as a community on Sunday morning, we're not just having fellowship with each other, but we have a mystical union with Christ, and Christ has the mystical union with all of his people. So by virtue of our communion with Christ, we also are in communion with all of the saints, with all of the people of God. It transcends space. It transcends time.
For today's special offer, visit renewingyourmind.org.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in his grace and mercy sent his son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, he is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world.
God is my everything and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg. Pastor Greg.
There we go. Got to push all the buttons. All right. Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being with me. And this very special segment that we're in right now, I'm talking live with Pastor Vitaly, live from the Ukraine. He is actually at the church. And as soon as we are done, they're going to have a prayer and worship time and service, which they do every single evening. And of course, they're praying throughout the day as well and watchful. I have been, you know, getting a lot of folks that, because my background, of course, as a Cold War Russian linguist in the United States Air Force, I understand Russian disinformation. I did a video about that this weekend, actually, that you can find posted at my website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, trying to explain all of this. But you were giving me some really incredible insight into, you know, what's happening there, that that you've been at war for 8 years, that there's been tons of Russian propaganda over the airwaves, broadcast into the Ukraine in an effort to try to create chaos and unrest amongst Ukrainians. I don't want to take too much away from what you were telling me. I want you to tell us about it. But can you talk to me about that and maybe help people understand, too, because there's been also questions about Zelensky and the shutting down of the media. And is he a dictator? And what about, you know, are Ukrainians a bunch of neo-Nazis? So go ahead, my brother. We've got some time. Please share this with us. We've got about 4 or 5 minutes.
Okay, I'll try to fit all the information into this time. Okay. So, okay, let me start from the time when Soviet Union broke apart. At that time, we were all Soviets. We were, yes, Ukrainians, Russians, Kazakhs, Belarusians, and others. But our identity was mainly like we're Soviets. So, but all these republics that were joined into Soviet Union, they still kept some of the identity with them. And Ukrainians were one of those who wanted to remain Ukrainians and become other Ukrainians when the Soviet Union came apart.
Okay.
So Ukraine became independent and began to build its identity from zero. Like, okay, we were Soviets, now we are Ukrainians. So the new generation began to grow, and but the older generation was thinking like, okay, there is not much difference between Ukrainian and a Soviet, so who cares? There were a few people in Ukraine who were building up this Ukrainian identity and mentality that we are a separate nation, we have to be separate. So, and like we have our own history, we have our own culture, we have our own songs, we have our own mentality. We are free people, we are farmers who you know, Cossacks who were in the time of war, we would go and fight. In the time of peace, we would be developing our lands and be very successful at that. And those countries that, like Russia in particular, that was really envy, like, oh, they are having good soils, they're having good crops, let's go and, you know, rob the country and get our stores filled. So Ukrainians began to develop this identity more and more. And Russia and Putin, who dreams about restoring Soviet Union, of course, saw that as a threat and began to call those people nationalists. Although they were not nationalists, they were just pure patriots of their country who wanted their country to thrive. So this was building up, this tension was building up. In 2004, there was first color revolution, orange revolution, where I began to see really like why Russia is against Ukraine and how Ukraine can become a strong and independent nation. Then in 2014, when we kicked out a corrupted Russian puppet president from Ukraine, this tension and this gap grew even bigger between Russia and Ukraine. And so Russia came at that time and took Crimea and the east of Ukraine, Donetsk and Luhansk Oblast. So this tension was growing in these years. So that in 14, we started a war with Russia. Russia came in and occupied our territories. Although the war wasn't like open war, we call it hybrid war, where it is led by Russian troops without any insignia on their uniform, claiming these are not Russian troops, these are rebels from Donetsk and Luhansk territories who are trying to build their independence. Completely artificial thing, completely artificial. And so, but those people in Donetsk and Luhansk territories, poisoned by propaganda from Russia, thought, yes, we want our independence. Ukraine was too bad to us. No proofs of that, no proofs. So coming out to these years, 2020, 2022, Russia was building up for this war that we are having right now, was building up the propaganda machine and ideas that were coming from Russia to Ukraine, trying to poison more minds in Ukraine and build supporters on Ukrainian soil when Russia would come in here. So some of the channels that were started in Ukraine, they sounded like Ukrainian, but they were carrying Russian ideas that we need to become brothers, we need to become all together one country again, and those who are trying to support national independence and identity, those are nationalists, those are Nazis, so we have to be against them. And 2014, that play worked pretty good for Russia, and many people on the east of Ukraine were like supporting Russia. Yes, Russia is good, yes, why not? But once Russia entered Crimea and entered east of Ukraine, many people began to get their eyes opened and they began to see, no, Russia is an aggressor. Russia is the country that occupies its neighbors. And so by now, this idea really became clear for so many people. And Zelensky have probably stopped some of the channels from existing in Ukrainian soil because we are at the state of war with Russia.
Right.
And those channels were translating Russian
propaganda
and ideas to people to build up a certain support group in Ukraine.
Right.
That would be with the Russians when they would come in. They failed. Ukraine became really strong, independent country. People are becoming Ukrainians in their mind. You know, I think Putin had done a good job creating Ukrainian society in our country by doing
this. Well, that's how it works, right? God works everything to good for those that love him and are called according to his purpose. It speaks to the revival that was going on there as well. We're going to run out of time here, and I want to bring you back. I know you've got to do your worship service, but we'll try and get you back maybe later or you know, but we'll be in contact about getting you back. We are praying for you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement right now for protection, for safety, for wisdom,
And Lord God, that you bring a spirit of peace.
Dr. Charles Stanley.
Sin shall not have dominion over you because what? Because as long as you and I surrender to Jesus Christ and his life living within and through us, we do not have to sin against God. There is one greater than ourselves living the life through us.
The teaching of Dr. Charles Stanley on In Touch, helping you grow in Christ every day.